What a glorious day. Tuesday, September 7th, 2021. We're going heavy. That just puts a smile on everybody's face. We're going below parallel. That doesn't always put a smile on people's face, but that's where the good stuff is. So today's workout, 7 sets of 1 front squat. And that's the only workout. We respect the heavy days at CrossFit Lynchpin, and that's why people get stronger, and it works, and we're not overtrained. The last time that we did this workout in this exact rep scheme was February 12th, 2021. If you haven't watched it yet, I encourage you, watch the other video attached to today's training entitled, How to Approach Heavy Days. That's Lynchpin Conversation number 113. You can watch it as a YouTube video on our YouTube channel, or you can listen to it as a podcast, but that's going to cover warming up, choosing the weight, rest periods, all kinds of good heavy day information. We've got a video, of course, showing the front squat. Super fitness robot loading for this would be holding 85% or higher of your one rep max across all the sets. More likely, anywhere from 70% or higher across all sets. For the scaled option today, it's still a 7x1 squat day, but in case maybe you struggle with the front rack position, you're not quite there yet, you can do the back squat. So a 7x1 back squat, and we have a video for that. What makes scaling a day like today relatively easy, all things considered, is you just lower the loading all the way down to an empty barbell or a broom handle. So a heavy day like this is very user-friendly even for a novice or intermediate athlete. Again, just lower the loading and make it a technique day. The limited equipment option. Ah, the dumbbell crew. They never get shortchanged on days like today. This heavy day for the limited equipment option, it's a scorcher, but in a weird way, it's one of my favorites. And even if you have a barbell, I would encourage you to do the limited equipment option every now and then, just for some glorious variance. We have not for time, 50 meter dumbbell front rack walking lunge, or have them in the hang if you want. The important thing is you cover 50 meters lunging. That's with a pair of 50s or a pair of 35s. Then, Bulgarian split squats, 3 sets of 12 on each leg. Then we finish with another 50 meter dumbbell front rack walking lunge. And we have videos of both of those movements. And if you have other sets of dumbbells and there's a better loading for you, of course, you're always encouraged to make an appropriate decision for yourself. But we base these based upon the dumbbells that most people procured when dumbbells made their appearance in the CrossFit Games Open several years ago. The limited equipment option. No equipment workout is no laughing matter. Unweighted, for time, 200 meters of a walking lunge. That's going to get it done. Accessory work optional as always. Let's get in some practice, right? You've got double unders. Let's do 200 double unders in as few sets as possible. If you're not there with your double unders yet, take 5 minutes and just practice double unders. Get as many attempts as you possibly can, and we have a video of the double under. The accessory work today is assuming that you did not do the limited equipment option, that you did the regular workout of the day, front squats, because the other piece of the accessory work is the dumbbell front rack lunge. Just doing 3 challenging lunges, not to failure, just 3 challenging lunge distances based upon the loading that you have, resting a couple minutes between each. So I put 10 to 20 meters each time you choose to load. Cool down and stretching, as always, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the PVC front rack stretch, holding for a minute per side, and the wall stretch for the leg, 1 to 2 minutes per side, both of those accompanied by a video. Hope you enjoyed going heavy. Hope you enjoyed the barbell. We've got some intervals coming up tomorrow, and those are always fun.